Hi, this is Jim Buzinski in Los Angeles, along with Sid Ziegler in Los Angeles. Welcome to the latest Outsports podcast. We have a special guest on the line with us from Calgary. And before I pronounce his name, I have not asked him how to pronounce his last name. It's spelled Skjellerup. And Sid and I had a bet that I could not pronounce it properly. So our guest will correct us. It is Blake Skjellerup. Is that correct, Blake?
It's pretty correct. It's more.
Let me try. Skjellerup.
Yeah, it's all right except for the last part. It's Skjellerup.
So Skjellerup. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not too much pronunciation on the UP. It's yeah.
Well, just before we get into this, Blake is a New Zealand short track speed skater who made news last week when he came out publicly as gay in an interview with the Australian magazine DNA. We wrote about it, and Blake's kind enough to join us on the podcast. So, Blake, what's the origin of that last name? Is that Scandinavian?
It's Danish, is where my father's origins sort of distantly come from.
Excellent. Is that where you get your celery diet tips?
No, it's not.
Yeah, you need to tell us about your great celery diet tip number one on your Twitter feed.
Well, it's obviously the first of one diet tips. No, I read that somewhere and I thought, well, you know, I like celery. And if you're sort of, you don't want to eat anything with calories, but you want a bit of sustenance that puts some food in your stomach, why not eat celery?
But you said it has a magical property.
It does. It has zero calories because it's just water. And because it's a solid, the body uses energy to break it down.
Well, yeah, not zero calories. That's negative calories, is what
you're
saying.
It does, yes.
So
if you're looking to lose weight, what do you need to lose weight for, Blake? I mean, aren't you like burning 10,000 calories a day?
Well, I'm not training as much at the moment. So, I mean, it's not something I do every day. I just thought it would be something I could share with everyone.
Celery. I think Chrissy on Three's Company used to talk about a celery diet. But you probably don't even know what Three's Company is.
I do know what it is. I can't say I've seen an episode, but I have heard of it before.
How old are you?
24.
It's funny because I'm in this writing class and the teacher mentioned Falcon Crest, and this 24-year-old kid who's in the class turned to me and said, "What's Falcon Crest?" I'm like, do you even know what Falcon Crest is? Probably not.
I am going to disappoint you and say no, I do not know.
Well, you're allowed because you're from New Zealand and you live in Canada, so.
Yeah. Well, you can tell me what it is.
Oh, it's an old nighttime soap opera that was very popular with housewives and gay men.
Except me.
Yeah, and me. Except for anybody listening to this podcast.
Well, maybe I'll YouTube it and see what it's about.
Yeah, well, it's about lots of sleeping around and murders and drugs and all kinds of stuff. Good times.
Sounds like a great TV show.
It's the classic formula. Well, Blake, a little bit about just you have been out for a while. You have a partner up there, correct?
I do, yes.
And he's also an athlete?
He was. He's just finished up his skiing.
And, skier, okay.
Yeah, cross-country skier. And he's just finishing up his school right now. He's in his last year. And he's working pretty hard. He has 9 classes to complete before December. So he's in spring classes right now, and then he's going straight into summer school. So fun times for him.
So is he Canadian?
He is, yes.
And how'd you two meet?
On all glorious places called the internet.
Ah, okay.
Which website?
It was actually called Plenty of Fish.
Called what?
It's called Plenty of Fish. I don't know. It's a Canadian one. I've been here. Like, I came out here in 2008. And I was just sort of focused on my skating. And then when I came back last year, I was here for a good amount of time. And I had a roommate, but I was getting quite bored. And I was like, I need a friend. So I found this website, and once we sort of started talking to each other and we added each other on Facebook, we actually had like 10 friends in common, because the sports world in Calgary is, it's big, but it's small at the same time. So that was kind of cool.
And you mentioned in the story you wrote that, or that you were interviewed for, that one of the cool things you like about Canada is the fact that you possibly can get married. Is that in the cards?
One day, for sure. I think it's important. You know, it's especially a good thing. I mean, Canada was one of the first countries, I believe, to allow same-sex couples to get married. So, I mean, if you can do it, why not?
How long have you been together?
We've been together for a year now.
All right, good.
Yeah. So it's not something we're rushing into.
Yes. So tell us what the reaction has been to the sort of the, you know, the story came out, it was written about, and it got picked up by a lot of places about you just coming out as an athlete who happens to be gay. What kind of reaction have you gotten from people?
A lot of positive reaction, a lot of supportive messages from people I don't know or have never met before from all over the world. It was sort of the... When my friend who wrote the article for DNA, we've actually known each other since we were about 10 years old, and we both turned out to be gay, and we didn't really find out about each other until about a couple of years ago. And he's like, "Oh, well, I want to write an article on you for a magazine back home." And this was just before I'd even thought about coming out. And then he's a freelance writer, so he got contacted by DNA to write the article. And he's like, "Do you know, I know you don't want to do this, but do you know of anyone who would want to come out or, you know, say anything about the Olympics?" And then I was just sort of like, well, maybe I do want to do it. Like, you know, why not? I don't think there's any big deal in it. And I mean, it's just going to be seen in Australia and DNA. I mean, how big can the, I know I have heard of magazines before, but it's like, how big can their publication be? But obviously they're, when they sent out their email about what's in their latest issue, it went quite viral, and it sort of went everywhere, which was pretty shocking.
Well, actually, what happened is Lee had talked to me in February about the story.
Yes.
And he sent me the story, and I think when we published the thing, that's when it went viral, because everybody started linking to us because it had about an athlete coming out.
Yeah.
Because you still can't find the magazine. I mean, you can't read the story online.
No, you can't. I do have a PDF version that I'm not sure whether I should put on my webpage, because whether I'd like that or not, but I should probably contact them and ask them first. Maybe I'll give it a few weeks.
Yeah, I got the PDF, and it's a terrific story.
Well, I was glad to see it, but I was kind of pissed that you weren't on the cover or even mentioned on the cover. What were they thinking? They have an Olympic speed skater coming out, and it's buried in the like table of contents.
Yeah, well, you'd have to bring that one up with them. I don't know. I haven't got the issue yet, that they're sending one out to me, but they had a story in there on Gareth Thomas and Johnny Weir as well, and I'm not sure whether they were participating in those stories or not. So it'd be interesting to sort of find out why it wasn't, you know.
Well, what's odd, though, is that they're sort of known. You know, this could have been, you know, Olympian comes out or something would have been a nice headline. It would, you know, they had real news and they buried it.
I'd say it's an Australian thing where they don't want to give a New Zealander any credit. But you never know.
So you finished in the 16th in the 10,000 meters.
In the 1,000 meters. I'm not really sure where that typo came from.
Well, I got to change that. I'll change that in the story as we're talking. So 1,000 meters. Now, do you have, realistically, do you have medal chances the next time? I mean, are you considered that I don't know enough about speed skating to know how skaters progress.
The way I progressed over the last few years was very positive. The Olympics to me wasn't actually what I would call a great competition. I got 16th, but it wasn't really how I was looking to compete or how I was looking to perform and finish overall. Looking at the next Olympics, I mean, possibly if I can have a really successful next 3.5 years, anything's possible. But for me right now, I'm sort of struggling with funding, especially from New Zealand, as that's where a lot of my money comes from. The winter sports don't really get a lot of money to start with, so it's kind of you either, you know, go out there and work for 2 years and then become a full-time athlete for 2 years, but that's not really realistic if you want to have a chance of winning a medal.
So the next Olympics are where? And you have to, all the way over in Russia.
They are. They're in Sochi in Russia in 2014.
Well, but what's closer to New Zealand, Russia or Vancouver?
Oh, Vancouver, definitely. Russia is the opposite side of the world.
I don't mean to. What? No, it's to New Zealand?
Yep. Yeah. Well, it's definitely a long way. It'd take us at least probably 30 hours of traveling to get there.
Yeah, well, you can get to LA from New Zealand in 11 hours.
You can. It's pretty easy to get to North America from New Zealand. You get on a plane at 8 p.m. New Zealand time, and then you arrive in LA at 10 o'clock in the morning. So you sleep all night and wake up, and you're in the other, you're in North America.
You know, I was thinking about the east coast of Russia, but obviously, yeah, right.
Yeah, no, to get there would
to get to the Olympics, that's okay.
Yeah, well, to get there, I'd fly to LA, and then I'd fly to London, and then, I'd probably have to fly to Moscow and then take another flight out to Sochi or a train or whatever happens. I'm not too sure.
But there's a long way to go before then. What do you do in the meantime competitively?
Short track has a World Cup circuit every year, and that's 6 World Cups. Sort of, you have 2 in each major continent. So we'll have 2 in North America, 2 in Asia, and 2 in Europe. And followed at the end of the year, we have the World Championships. So there's sort of 7 international world competitions a year, and that's sort of how you get your experience and get your racing and go from, you just sort of progress each year up until the Olympics.
So do you know of other people in your sport who are gay?
I do.
What are their names? No, I'm kidding.
No, you would already know of them. I'm sure you heard of the story of Irene Wüst, the Dutch long track speed skater.
Right, yeah.
Well, her girlfriend is a short track speed skater who was also at the Olympics.
And, I mean, anybody that we don't know of? I mean, has anybody contacted you and said, I have a secret as well?
Nope, no one. Obviously... You know, you can have your suspicions about people, but again, they're just suspicions.
Yeah, I mean, looking at your picture, I've got to assume that other speed skaters hit on you.
It's never happened. Well,
come on.
Oh, sorry, only once, and he was a he's obviously retired now, so he never made the Olympics, and he was Dutch as well, so. It's obviously a recurring theme with that one. But no, I can't say I've been hit on a lot. It's because everyone looks the same as I do. We're all in spandex, tight suits, so, it's a hard market.
Well, but see, I would think that those suits would get you hit on anyway. I mean, those are a little ridiculous. They're quite revealing.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the last thing on your mind. You're there to race. You're not there to hit on people and to check out what they're carrying.
Oh, come on. After your race, you're all about it.
It's still a very competitive situation. Everyone's sort of there and very focused on themselves. There's only about 1 or 2 occasions a year where everyone sort of gets together and has a drink, and that's usually before Christmas.
So it's not that kind of camaraderie you might find in other, say, team sports.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they have that all in their own teams. I'm from a very small team. Sometimes it's just me. Other times it could just be one other person. But a lot of other teams have 12 athletes there, so they sort of have their own team to sort of mingle in. And a lot of the other smaller countries, they tend to mix together. Like I was training with a European group, so we were all very friendly with each other and socialized with each other that way.
Do you have like another job, or is this your job?
This is my job. I'm just looking for a job. I just got my working holiday visa for here in Canada for a year. Just obviously this year is not as important speed skating wise. The year after the Olympics, you just sort of take a step back. So I'm going to work a little, see how that goes, and just sort of reassess my skating as well. But I want to work to do something different. I was so focused on the Olympics for so long. I just want to sort of put that aside and just do something a little different for a while.
What are you looking to do?
I've applied for one job for it's a shirt store called Thomas Pink. I actually think I have it. I haven't heard back. They said I had the job. So, you know, I like shirts.
Of course you do.
Plus, they're really nice shirts, and I get them at 50% off. So if I can work and get a really awesome wardrobe for a year,
do they have a friends and family discount?
I don't think they do.
You got to look into that, Blake. Part of the negotiations.
Yeah. No, I've started a commerce degree back in New Zealand, which I'm halfway through finishing, and I can't really do that until I'm back in New Zealand. I've done as much correspondence school as I think I can possibly handle. It's such a tough thing to do, to try and motivate yourself to read books and to write papers. So once I eventually get back to New Zealand or into a country where I don't have to pay international fees for being a student, then I'll start my degree again and finish that off.
And you guys, do you eventually hope to resettle back in New Zealand, or do you like Canada enough to stay there?
I don't mind Canada, except for that 10 months of the year they call winter. So looking at relocating somewhere a little with a more milder climate, maybe like Australia or New Zealand's not bad, but there's just not this sort of – New Zealand's a great place, but there isn't really the opportunity to, you know, move forward and – any kind of career, unless you're, you know, somebody has something really special about you.
Well, they sell lots of shirts in Los Angeles.
I bet they do. if there was an easy way for us to get visas for the States, we'd be there, because my boyfriend was actually just in San Diego last week, and he's like, I could live here for sure. And then the only problem is we can't actually get a visa to work there because you guys are just tough.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah.
Especially against Kiwis.
Well, I read a while ago that the US government was supposed to be allowing us, like the same as Canada does, a 1 year sort of traveling working visa, but I haven't heard anything about that yet. So.
Yeah, there's been no new immigration legislation in a while, so it's all been all tangled up.
It has.
But I saw you called your Vanity Fair picture on your website. That's a cool-looking New Zealand Olympic shirt.
Yeah, we got some pretty nice gear for the Olympics. Very nice, actually. It's one of the big perks about the Olympics is you get a few suitcases full of new stuff. I went to Vancouver with two bags, and I came back with five. Just the amount of stuff that's given to you, and you get to, it's just a sort of thrown at you, and you're like, oh, where does it all go? And most of it's sitting downstairs in our storage room because it's summer now, so it's no good to me.
So is your boyfriend the same size? Can you wear the same clothes?
He's a little taller than I am, and I tend to like my clothes tighter fitting. He's more of a loose-fitting kind of guy, so it's just too bad for him, really.
Well, we have to wrap up now. Blake, could you tell people the name of your website where they can contact you?
My website is www.blakeskellerup.com. So that's B-L-A-K-E-S-K-J-E-L-L-E-R-U-P.com.
And they could find you there. They also could find you on your Twitter feed of the same name. And if you cannot remember his name, just find the story on Outsports Jock Talk blog. And Blake, we want to thank you so much for being a guest and wish you all the best. And you, your boyfriend, and your mother are coming on a road trip through L.A. at some point, so you definitely need to look up Sid and myself when you get down here.
Oh, no, my mother is definitely not coming on the road trip.
I thought it was the mother. That's what I made the comment before offline about the relationship surviving that. Oh, it's your mom's not? Okay, I thought it was.
But, we're just doing the delivering of the vehicle, that's all.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, that'll be a lot more enjoyable then.
It will be.
As much as you love your mom.
As much as I do. Great, well, thank you.
That's all we have time for. This is Jim with Sid in Los Angeles. Talk to you next week.